Welcome to Brachos, Perakei Mishnah Dalad, Brachos, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. This Mishnah talks about a Shliach Tzibur, a fellow that's leading the service, and Birkas Kohanim. Nowadays, in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, Jews of Ashkenazi descent, Ashkenazi tradition, we only have Birkas Kohanim, or the Kohanim's blessings, the priest's blessings, on holidays. So by Musaf, usually, by the second silent devotion, on a Yontif morning, for example, on a holiday morning, the Kohanim stand in the front, and they face the nation, they elevate their hands, they have their fingers in a particular formation, and they say a blessing, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, God should bless you, He should safeguard you, etc., etc. The way that's done is, first they say a blessing, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kedishanu b'kedushaso shel Aharon, that they are blessed with the holiness of Aharon, and commanded to bless the Jewish people. The Chazan, the fellow leading it, then says word by word each word of the blessings, Yivarechecha, God should bless you, Hashem, Hashem, v'yishmerecha, etc., etc. So the Mishnah says, the fellow that's leading the service, lo yana achar kohanim amein. When the Kohanim say their blessing, asher kedishanu mitzvot zivanu, lakdisha v'dushasa shalar mitzivanu v'rech zamer sobiyava, etc., etc., the Chazan should not respond amein, says the Mishnah, mipnei ha-teiruf, because he could get mixed up by saying amein and forget exactly where he's holding. So he should not respond, so he can keep focused, because he has to recite the words that they can follow him. What happens if the only guy that's there is this fellow? He's the only Kohen. There's nobody else. Lo yisas kapov. The Mishnah says it's better for him not to say Birkas Kohanim, so that he shouldn't become messed up and not know how to go back to the appropriate place or spot in the silent devotion that he's repeating. If let's say the fellow leading the service is confident that he's able to say Birkas Kohanim, he's able to turn around, jump around, face the Jewish people, and say the blessing, and not become confused, and know exactly where to go back to as he continues the silent, the Chazan's repetition of the silent devotion, Rashai, then the law is that he is permitted to do that. In Israel today, where they do Birkas Kohanim every single day, Israel is different than the United States, often you'll see that sometimes the guy leading the service will just turn around and do Birkas Kohanim, and somebody else in the crowd will call out, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. I just want to point out one very interesting thing about Birkas Kohanim. If you take a look in the Torah, we find that when Aaron finished this initial inaugural service of the Mishkan, he blessed the Jewish people. And he used this blessing, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, the famous blessing of Birkas Kohanim. The obvious question that the commentaries ask is, where does that the blessing of Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha are actually words in the Torah, and that doesn't come till later in the Torah, in Parshas Behaloscha? So how does that work? How did Aaron give a blessing earlier in the Torah if the blessing wasn't even there? So the commentaries explain that actually, Aaron was the author. He was the one that formulated this formula of Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and later the Almighty was so happy with that formulation that he made it a part of the actual Torah, and that has become the blessing. And according to this, we can understand beautifully the fact that when the Chazan repeats it, we always say the following, even if we don't say Berchas Kohanim, we don't say the Kohanim's blessing, but we say Berchenu Barecha Hamshuleshes, God bless us in this threefold blessing, Ha'amura Mipi Aaron, that was said in the name, is said from the mouth of Aaron. Now it's a new understanding, not just that Aaron is the one that said it, he was actually the one that is written in the Torah, Ksuva Batorah, it's written in the Torah, Ha'amura Mipi Aaron, but it was initially formulated by Aaron, he was the one that formulated this, and according to this, we could also understand why the last word in Birkas Kohanim is V'yaseim Lecha Shalom, God should give us peace, because Aaron was that beacon of peace, as Mishnah teaches us, once you try to be a disciple of Aaron, Ohev Shalom, one who loves peace, Rodev Shalom, one who pursues peace, Oyevus Abrius, one who loves all creatures, when Mekarvan the Torah and brings them closer to the Torah. And on that note, I wish you a wonderful, very peaceful, and blessed day.